This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It started with Australia cutting interest rates overnight. Then investors in Japan came back from vacation and pushed the Nikkei up 3.6%. That index is up 50% in the last 6 months. In fact, let's do the numbers. Right now, Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 32 points, a rise of 0.2%. It right now is at the 15,000 level. The S&P 500 is at a record high of 1622, a rise of 0.3%. The NASDAQ up 0.2%. For some theories about why stocks are running strong this morning, I want to turn to Mark Lucchini, Chief Investment Strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott. Hello, Mark.
Hi, David.
What accounts for some of these higher share prices, do you think? Is it the continuing effects of that jobs report in the U.S. late last week?
I do think there is a bit of a honeymoon effect carrying over into this week from last. This week has very little in the way of significant economic data, at least on a domestic front. And as a consequence, I think investors are seeing the continued momentum from Friday's better-than-expected jobs report kind of filter in, accompanied with the fact that, you know, we've had some decent earnings reports. And, of course, news today that a couple European-based banks reported better-than-expected earnings. And so I think that's contributing to the lift as well.
It's always interesting when it comes to these discussions because you and I could also create scenarios that would strike fear into the hearts of investors. I mean, Europe is not out of the woods. There are many global challenges in the Middle East, and yet these folks seem to be in a good mood.
Well, I've referred to this equity market as being a Teflon market. It doesn't seem to matter whether the news is good or bad. It continues to go up regardless. And so actually the market has been moving higher even due to the lack of evidence economically, at least domestically, that things continue to improve.
Mark Lucchini, Chief Investment Strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott. Thank you.
Thank you, David.